Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme, Making Friends for God. The joy of sharing in his mission. Lesson 13, A Step in Faith. Thirsty, love's commitment. We're at the Lake of Galilee. Jesus has asked Peter 3 times, do you love me? And now, in verse 18 in John 21, we read, verily, verily, I say unto you, when you were young, you girded yourself and walked whither you would, but when you shall be old, you shall stretch forth your hands, and another shall gird you and carry you where you would not. This spoke he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Are you still willing to follow me? Really? Even if you are girded by someone else and sent into a direction you do not want to go to? You will be crucified, Peter. And then Peter, turning about, sees the disciple whom Jesus loved, following. And seeing him follow, he said, Lord, what shall this man do? That's interesting. He is asked something. He has to be taken by the nose. From time to time, when I talk to people about Jesus, and then we are at the point of a decision, and I ask, now you know, what about you? And then, normally, I hear the following question. What about people on this planet who have never heard anything about Jesus? How can they be saved? Changing of the theme. And then we go back and I ask, I know someone who knows. Now, what Jesus wants. That's you. And the question is, what about you? You are informed. You do not belong to those who have never been informed. You are informed now. What about your decision, yes or no? Don't flee before you decide. And then when you have decided, then we can go on answering the question, what will be with those who have never heard anything? And here it is the same. Are you willing to be crucified? Follow me. What about John? Interesting, isn't it? And then Jesus says, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to you? Follow you me. And that's the point. It's important that you make your decision. And once you have made your decision, then we can go on discussing other themes and theories and whatever. But first, make things first. You are asked, are you willing to do my will? And you can only do this if you have experienced the love of Jesus. When you have seen his love, what he was willing to give up in the universe as king of the universe. He was not just willing to leave warm water under the shower, when we remember this example from before. When you have 2 cars in your home, are you willing to give away one? We are used to a standard of living. And you have been used to live in a big house. Do you want to go into a hut? We like it to climb higher and higher. But do we like it to climb down again? Yeah, if you are forced to, you have no chance. But voluntarily? Voluntarily? Are you willing to? Voluntarily? This is the point. Jesus did it.